This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Thursday. So we have all kinds of things this hour. What do we do about them calling us McCarthyists? The social media trial. Who's actually responsible for these social media addictions? Ron DeSantis, should he be the next AG? Did we actually land on the moon? I will discuss that. I'm not scared to do it. All that and so much more coming up in the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show this week. Now, I want to touch on this first. Jesse, how do we get rid of fascists, socialists, and communists without being labeled McCarthyists? Okay. Well, if that's your concern, you never will. Remember what I told you after Rush died? Same thing after Charlie Kirk died. All these demons go online and they all go to the streets with their signs and they celebrate. I'm glad he's dead. He's burning in hell. Ah, ha, 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 ha. And when we lose someone we love or care about or provides us insight, it hurts. We hurt for their families. We hurt for ourselves. And when we see communists celebrated, it fills us up with anger, doesn't it? Didn't it make you mad? How could these people do this? All right. But demons always celebrate when good people are hurt. You should want them to. On the day I leave this planet, I don't know when that'll be. Maybe tonight. I want them happy. When you see them celebrate and say all these terrible things, please do not get angry. Know that that's the kind of life I want to live. I want to live the kind of life that makes communists hate me and makes them celebrate when I'm gone. I do not want to get along with them. I do not want to come alongside them. I do not want to avoid their labels. I want labels from them. I desire to have demons hate me. I want to live the kind of life that makes people who think abortion is wonderful hate my guts. The kind of people who bring rapists and murderers into my country on purpose are the kind of people I want to despise me. I want them calling me every name in the book. It is not something I try to avoid. I try to achieve it. If communists are not calling you names and belittling you and threatening you and calling you a McCarthyist or a fascist, or if you've never been called a Nazi, you haven't contributed to the cause. You know that? This fantasy world we want to live in where we all get along. I used to talk, praise God, I don't hardly hear this anymore, but when I first started doing radio 7 years ago, and I started explaining how we're dealing with communists and communism and these people hate the country, I used to have older GOP types, not necessarily by age, but just people who'd been around GOP politics for a long time, used to say to me all the time, and it would make my blood pressure go through the roof, "Hey, we all want the same thing. We just kind of disagree on how to get there." That is so naive, I believe you should be institutionalized. If you think these people want the same thing you want, I think that you honestly, you should seek out real professional help. I do. You are insane or just really dumb, but you are naive to a level that is frightening, that it actually is harmful to the cause. We do not all want the same thing. The mother driving her child across state lines so she can chop his penis off and then brag about it on Instagram doesn't have a single thing in common with me or with you. That human being has to be defeated, period. We do not want to avoid their labels. Seek out their labels. Embrace their labels. I'll say it again. If you've never once been called a Nazi, I don't think you're contributing. Period. Jesse, I'm now officially admit I'm not sure we landed on the moon. It's been almost 60 years. And the closest thing to human space travel we get is astronauts stuck in our orbit. And Musk can't land a rocket. He lands them all the time. But anyway, with the age of disclosure coming out after hearings on the Hill about UFOs, it makes me wonder, was it just a Hollywood production? And he says, I know. I probably sound crazy for this one. No, you don't sound crazy. There are lots of people who believe that. There are lots of people who believe that. Lots and lots of them. What, Chris? What? Chris said, it's a very good point. Why go back to the moon? So I'm not going to sit here and call you an idiot if you don't think we landed on the moon. You brought up great points. People will point out the technology. My son has one of these smart calculators he had to get for school because he's in, what, geometry or something like that now. And they give him these huge calculators that have all these programs in it. And I had an astronaut tell me one time that there is more technology in your iPhone than there was in the module they took to the moon. Realize that? So I understand your arguments against it, and I know I'll get all kinds of emails for this, and I really don't care. But if I may offer a suggestion, what have I said about NASA, about space travel in general? It's one of those things that gets me all kinds of hate mail, but I just can't help how I feel. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I don't understand why I should care about it. You see, I believe God gave us the earth and only the earth. I don't have this intense fascination with things outside of the earth because I don't believe it was given to us. I think this space travel stuff is an insane waste of money that will never lead to anything at all. Don't get me wrong, I'm happy we won the space race. I'm not dogging on that. I'm always happy to beat the communists at anything, but what did we get out of that? And don't you dare do the thing. Well, that's how we have Velcro. That's what you'll normally get. Okay, so the billions and billions of dollars we sunk into it was for Velcro? That's not a sell. You're making my point for me. What is the point? What is the point? You ask, you say you don't think we've gone to the moon because we haven't been back. I get going there once. We can do it. Russia can't do it. We're better. I get it. What are you going back for? But you're going to live there? No. Is there some financial incentive I'm not aware of? You're going to set up a 7-Eleven and sell some taquitos? Why would you go back? I just don't understand. This is exactly my point with the whole space travel thing. Nobody, and you'll get, like I said, you get Velcro answers, or you'll get these kind of weird, vague things like, you don't think it's cool? I think all kinds of things are cool. I think pirate ships are really cool. I don't ever want to actually live on one. There are lots of things that are really, really cool, but I don't want to spend money on them or my money on them. That's crazy. But aren't you curious? I'm curious about many things. It doesn't justify the cost. I'm insanely curious about the ocean. I've been scuba diving like 2 or 3 times. I'm not certified. One of those things where you have to go down with a guide and you can only go down 40 feet, whatever. But snorkeling, scuba diving. I love the ocean. I love the water. I'm insanely curious about the bottom of the ocean. I'm not curious enough to spend a fortune to take one of those submarine trips down there. I am very curious, but I've looked it up. It ain't worth the money, so I ain't going. Why would we go back to the moon? You made it there. You made it there first. Good for us. Yay, us. I'm genuinely happy. I am. But what do you get, too? You get these pictures. Hey, these are our first pictures from Mars. And it's some red dirt. It's Mars. And it's like 500 degrees on the surface. I'm never going to go. And I look at the picture. I can see it right on my phone. And I say, yeah, great. What did that cost for a picture? I don't get it. All right, we'll talk about this social media trial, social media addiction, Ron DeSantis, all that and more. Before we talk about that, let's talk about getting the pain out of your life, out of your hands, out of your feet, out of your neck, out of your back. What's holding you back? What don't you do anymore that you used to do? Relief Factor is here to give it back to you. They're going to give you back running. They're going to give you back playing golf. They're going to give you back the joy of going on a hike. Relief Factor is drug-free, 100% drug-free. It is a unique formula of natural ingredients. And what does it do? It supports your body's natural response to inflammation. Call them and try it. 3 weeks. 3 weeks is $19.95. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. 3 weeks. You're 3 weeks away from being pain-free. All right? Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Thursday, an Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday. All right, let's go ahead and continue with the questions. But before we do that, I don't mean to laugh. I really don't. Because I know people are going to be mad. But it looks like the Chicago Bears, the NFL team, in case you don't know sports, looks like they're going to move to Indiana. The leadership in Chicago, not taking the news well. Here's their jerk mayor.
The Bears belong in the city of Chicago. The Chicago Bears belong in the city of Chicago, right? And I've said repeatedly that the door is always open for conversations, you know, and, you know, Kevin Warren did call me yesterday. We didn't get a chance to connect, you know, and I still firmly believe that their best position is in Chicago, and it's evidence. The evidence is clearly speaking for itself.
You can't do communism forever. People with options will leave. It's always doomed to failure. The only question is, how much misery are you going to have to endure before it finally collapses on you? Blue state after blue city after blue state after blue city has been experiencing this in America for 20 solid years, ever since the Democrat Party left behind being normal at all and chose to embrace communism. They spread misery everywhere they go, and there's always a shelf life on it. And on a macro level, it does sadden me because I know there's real human suffering. There will be so much suffering, and has been, in Seattle and New York City, the state of California, the city of Chicago. We could go down the list over and over again. New Orleans. I mean, my goodness, I went to New Orleans to see the World War II Museum, and it's so cool. So many parts of it are so freaking cool, but so filthy, so dangerous in so many parts, and you look at what it should be. And you know that these dirty commies who run the place are ruining it. And it saddens me. It drives me crazy. But it takes time. By the time we're done with it, There will be losses you never get back. Chicago Bears are going to play in Indiana. Jeez. Jesse, DeSantis will be finished with the Florida governorship in January. I think he'd be an excellent AG. Do you think the Trump administration could be keeping Bondi until DeSantis is available? I don't know that DeSantis would want it. Ron DeSantis has been the best governor in America for years. He's also insanely young, especially when it comes to politics. He's very young. Yes, he's about to be done being Florida's governor, but there's a future of some kind there. If there's no future for Ron DeSantis, the conservative movement has lost its way. But I shouldn't even say the if. There's going to be. He's going to have a significant role of some kind in the future. Very, very capable. He's done so well. Do you want to be Pam Bondi? Do you want to be the Attorney General of the United States of America? I don't know that he does. I mean, I don't know that he does. Let's remember this. You want the swamp drained. I want the swamp drained. You want powerful people to go down, go to prison. I want it and you want it. But people who've taken over these critically important positions, FBI, Attorney General, who haven't been able to send James Comey to prison, well, they're getting blasted for that, right? Pam Bondi gets crucified by me all the time. Not all the time, that's not fair, but I used to scream all the time that I'm tired of seeing your face on Fox News. Start sending criminals to prison. I don't want to see it. I don't want to hear it. Is that a job Ron DeSantis wants to take over when he's just finished two terms as the best governor in the United States of America? Do you want to step into that role? I don't know. I don't know about that. Jesse, this is about the social media trial. Mark Zuckerberg had to show up at a trial, Facebook. Don't all media try to addict their customers? It's how they make money. Money to support the platform, content, salaries, so on and so forth. They aren't free. All right, so this is about social media and social media addiction. I don't know what your thoughts are on social media for children, but I'll say something I've told you before. We talk about social media and kids as if that's the only problem. I can't tell you how many environments I've been in with people who have gray hair and wrinkles glued to their phones like any teenager. Any teenager. All day, every day, on the phone, on the iPad, all day, every day. The truth is that it is addicting for anyone and everyone. And it's like anything else in life. It's an addiction you can either control or you should set it down and walk away from it completely. Treat it like alcohol. Some people can have a drink at dinner. Maybe two. Go home and go to sleep. Other people, if they have two drinks at dinner, it's 10 drinks when they get home. I don't know. I'm not saying one is better or different than the other. Obviously, you want to be one drink guy, but I'm saying the makeup of human being is different. The guy who has to have one drink turn into 10 should never touch alcohol. The guy who can have one and go to bed, he's probably doing just fine. If you can pop into social media and pop out, good for you. If you're on it for 4 hours a day, walk away from it. But if you're on it, at least be on it on your Pure Talk phone. At least that. What, Chris? If you're going to be on social media, you don't want to pay Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile while you're doing it, do you? I don't. You don't. Here's the truth. Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile hate you. They hate your values. They hate your country. They take the money you pay them every single month, and they fund grossness with it. We all rant about DEI this and diversity that. Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, these are the kind of companies that brag about it. Hey, look how DEI we are. You want that? Do you want a company that hires foreigners in customer service? Switch to Pure Talk. Talk to an American who speaks English while you do it. It takes 10 minutes on the phone. Make the switch. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Thursday. Remember, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Dear Menu Whisperer, please tell your listeners, in the name of a just, merciful God.
In the name of a just, merciful God.
Please find an attorney and get estate documents prepared. I have just become the caretaker for an elderly aunt who has no direct heirs and has no estate documents. It has been a nightmare. I finally found an attorney who can come to the nursing facility and meet with her, get the ball rolling. I'm going to tell you something right now. It is not expensive to get estate documents prepared. I have known several people who had loved ones die without them. It really, truly is a nightmare from hell. You can do this yourself. I wouldn't recommend it. Find an attorney. It doesn't have to be some $1,000 an hour attorney. Find an attorney who will do the docs for you. Or I know there are places out there where you can basically get the documents yourself and do them. If you do not have everything laid out specifically, it goes from a hard time because you just lost a loved one to a nightmare from hell like you can't possibly imagine on top of the grief. You know, we lost my dad. He had estate documents, everything laid out. And I mean, everything was laid out. Attorney had handled everything right down to here's the password for this that you might need. This goes to that. You don't want to do this. Great advice. It wasn't mine, but great advice. Get estate documents done. Even if you're young, you might die in a flaming car crash tonight. Get estate documents done. I hope it's not flaming. I hope you go fast. Jesse, you mentioned horrible leaders in Michigan and Delaware. Don't forget to send a shout out to Mike DeWine of Ohio. That dirtball rhino communist tried to destroy our state during COVID and still got overwhelmingly reelected. Now he wants to keep every Haitian here to keep the cat population at bay. That's so mean. Look, we've talked about it before. Nobody likes to be accountable for their own actions. Nobody does. We just don't. That's not how we're built. When I screw up, I don't want to own it. That's not my first instinct. When I've done something bad, done something wrong, I want to blame someone else. I don't want to have to take that on. It's the hardest thing in the world to look in the mirror and say, you're the problem. It is. But you mentioned Mike DeWine. Ohio is not alone. We did it here in Texas. Governor after governor after governor, senator after senator. They screw you and screw you and screw you and screw you over. And then when it comes for primary season, the GOP primary voter in red state marches out like an army, if he can even be bothered to show up at all, to vote for more of the same. I was born in Ohio. My entire extended family is in Ohio on both sides, my wife's side and my side. We go to Ohio all the time because of it. All over the place. I know the state well. It's impossible for me to feel bad for Ohio when you reelected Mike DeWine. Mike DeWine was as bad as any governor in the country during COVID, and he walked to reelection. The Democrats, too. Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer tied off the garden seed section during COVID. And they reelected her. I don't know what you want me to tell you. The hardest thing is to accept that we get the government we deserve. You and I hate that because I know you know better. And I know better. But that's not how representative republics work. You and I are not the only voices out there. There are legions and legions and legions of stupid and lazy voters, and they have a voice too. We have way too many voters. That's a big problem in the country. But again, no one likes to discriminate but me. At least no one likes to admit they discriminate. I would take the vast majority of the country off the voter rolls. I'm not just talking about illegals and dead people. If I had my way, there'd be almost nobody who could actually vote in the country. No one wants to do that because it's very hard to sell that. No one wants to put up the hand and say, you're not welcome in here except for me because I have no soul whatsoever. I would love to say that to most of the voters in the country, Democrat and GOP. No, you're not allowed to vote. Why? Because you're stupid and unqualified and you probably don't know what you're talking about. So go back home and go to work and let me choose who runs the government because you're a moron. I would love to say that to people, but that's not the country. Everything has to be inclusive here now. I think it's completely bonkers. We allow everyone who's 18 to vote. If you told the founding fathers that one day everyone who turns 18 would get a vote, they would have laughed and laughed and laughed and said, there's no way you'll be that stupid, right? America's never, what? That's where we are now. And you bring that up and you bring up restricting people's voting rights. People immediately got all huffy. Are you trying to say that I shouldn't have a vote just because I don't have a job? Yes, exactly what I'm saying. Yes, you're getting it. Yes. But Jesse, I'm 25. I live here too. Are you trying to say I shouldn't have a vote? Yes, exactly. You're getting it. Yes. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. Now, no one else is going to say that to you. But again, I want to point out, you want to live in Rhodesia without Rhodesian voting rules. You only get Rhodesia with Rhodesian voting rules. And the Rhodesians understood this. They always got it. Hey, Jesse, when Biden was the figurehead president opening the borders and flying illegals into our country, where were the Republicans? Trump is attacked with outrageous and loudmouth communists at every move he makes. I don't recall any substantial outrage from Republicans related to 20 million illegals he brought into the country. I'll say that there were a lot of Republicans who threw a fit about it at the time. But how many times have we had this talk before that it's important that we fight these battles all the time, these cultural battles and these political battles? We have to fight and fight and fight and fight because the boat's taken on water. However, in order to save the country long term, I'm talking 100 years, 200 years from now, the country can only be saved if the Democrat Party stops being anti-American. What's this have to do with what you just said? If the president of the United States of America wants to open up the border and import 20 million foreigners so Democrats can't lose elections and so your daughter gets raped, there's not much you can do about that. If you have people in power in your country who hate your country and want it destroyed, you can't save it. You can't save it. You can't. I have to drive Aub and the kids somewhere tomorrow morning. If I get in the car and I decide that I want to get in a huge car wreck and I'm driving the car, my family's in very, very deep trouble. If we still have so many Democrats in this country who vote Democrat and then the elected Democrat tries to hurt people, tries to hurt the country, we can't save the place long term. A reformed Democrat Party is necessary to save the United States of America. There's nothing you or I can do to prevent that, to prevent the destruction of the country if Democrats are still going to try to destroy it. It's just not humanly possible. They used your money to create an app on people's phones so they could schedule the invasion of the United States of America. Oh, jeez. And you wonder why I tell you to get a burner, by the way. the rap sheet on these people. And they're not all down on the southern border. They flew them all over the country with your money. They might be right next door to you. They might be in the grocery store tonight with you. They might be right across the street from your daughter's apartment. Does she have a burner launcher yet? Or are you just hoping for the best? What? It should be a clean town. It's in a red state. How many horrible stories do you have to read before you send the person you love a burner launcher? It's legal in all 50 states. There are no excuses. Shoots pepper balls, tear gas balls. It'll prevent that phone call you really, really, really don't want. Fits in your purse. It's little. Fits in your purse. Fits in a holster on your waist. Gives you a non-lethal option, which I love to have. BYRNA. Byrna.com/Jesse. Byrna.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Missed out? Catch up. JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. We shall return on Monday for Medal of Honor Monday. Don't forget, if you miss any part of the show, you can download it, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. The subject of this one is my girlfriend's sister is a filthy communist. How should I handle? Bronco, I recently started seeing a woman. She's center right, voted for Trump, just lets me do me. I learned her sister and brother-in-law are full-blown communists and liberally use the word Nazi, just your typical middle-aged communist hag and beta male dork. The girl asked me if I'm MAGA because her sister had suspicions and wanted to know. I replied, yeah, I guess I'm MAGA, but I'm really an anti-communist. I'm to the right of Trump. He hasn't gone nearly far enough. She was not expecting that, but she laughed and didn't care, but said her sister will, quote, come in hot when I meet her. I'm naturally reserved, so I don't start stuff, but I'm fairly well read up and educated on events and history, and I listen daily. So if I get called a Nazi to my face or I hear insane lies, I won't bend over and take it. I'm not Lindsey Graham. I'm 35. And I need to figure out sooner than later if this will derail the relationship. My question is, how would you handle when the sister inevitably calls me a Nazi to my face or goes on some insane commie rant in my presence with her normal lies? All right. Well, how hot's the chick you're dating? Now, I don't mean to be glib, but you found a chick, you're 35. You found a dime, sounds like. She voted for Trump. Had enough guts to tell you she voted for Trump. That's a single woman, I'm assuming in her 30s, voted for Trump. And she's laid back enough to let you do your thing. You got yourself a prize there. You mentioned you're 35. You clearly have marriage on your mind. Understandable. If you think your dime is marriage material, may I make a suggestion? Don't fight with her sister. Here's why. There's no win in it for you. None whatsoever. What if, and this would probably happen, what if her commie hag sister and her clearly, clearly questioning husband...
Why are you gay?
What if they come at you about politics and they won't know much because communists are just dumb robots and you just destroy them in an argument? You break it down, facts and logic, to the point where they're storming off, weeping and gnashing teeth, yelling and screaming, maybe even crying. You won. What did you win? What did you win? Is it an accomplishment to beat your dog at solitaire? What did you win? Okay, you beat up a couple communists. If they were intelligent, they wouldn't be communists. If they were decent people, they wouldn't be communists. You didn't win a thing, and you possibly showed the dime you're dating that you're not going to be able to exist with her sister. However, the commie hag shows up. You're a hardcore anti-communist. And she starts in on all the stuff the liberal and Peggy's do. You're a Nazi and Trump's a Nazi. Blah, 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 blah. What if you just laugh it off? All right, sounds good. Sounds good. What did you just show the dime you're dating? Self-control? You think your dime doesn't know that her sister's a nutball? She knows her sister's a nutball. She wants you to be able to be around her nutball sister without every Christmas and Thanksgiving and family get-together turning into a knockdown, drag-out fight between your sister-in-law and her gay husband. What if you just laugh it off? Now, if this was a different circumstance, this was a neighbor or something like that, I'd probably be giving you different advice. But if you think you got yourself a prize woman, and it sounds like you might, laugh it off. There's no win in it. I've explained this to my sons, about not about women or this particular situation, but if you're tempted to get in a fight of any kind, argument, whatever, make sure there's a W for you waiting in the end. If there's not, then why are you wasting the energy? Well, the emotional energy, the physical energy, why waste your time with it? You have done nothing special beating up verbally some commie hag woman. Anyone can do that. These people are all morons.
Would and should the U.S. actually commit U.S. troops to defend Taiwan if China were to move?
You know, I think that this is such a, you know, I think that.
Just let it go. Shogun, I'm a few years older than you, pushing the big 50. Started to feel sluggish in the afternoon, relying on that third cup of coffee. Had my T levels checked and my testosterone was low, not scary low, but a little below normal. My doctor wanted to prescribe the testosterone cream, but I said I wanted to try supplements. I started on Chalk Daily, and 1 year in, my levels doubled. I no longer feel the urge to order ice cream at the bar. Keep up the good work. You can say my name. His name is Kevin. One, Kevin, that's mean. Two, I'm glad you've experienced it as well, my man. It's about your mood. It's about your energy. Look, you can't help what's in the water and you can't help age, but you can take a male vitality stack from Chalk and feel way, way, way better. You have to actively fight against low testosterone. It's not enough to hope for the best. Hope is not a plan. Be active about it with natural herbal supplements from Chalk. Get a subscription. Give it a few months. C-H-O-Q. Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse. Hey, Mr. Walks Tall with Small Hands. How good at bowling are you? I bet I could beat you because my hands are normal sized. I'm a very weird bowler. I only bowl once every few years. I'm a weird bowler in that whenever I do bowl, first couple, it's going to be shaky. Might even roll a gutter ball in there. Then I'll remember my technique, and I'm going to start throwing darts. I'm telling you. Strikes and spares for about, 3 to 6. 3 to 6, 3 to 7 frames. Darts. Then, at the end, right back to crap. I don't know exactly why. Something goes wonky with my technique or something like that. But I have always felt that I could have had a lucrative career as a professional bowler if I had time to do it. That's all I'm saying. I will see you Monday. Enjoy your weekend. That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.